Be Calm on Awe Island is sponsored by Sambucol. Fall is right around the corner, so it's a great time to refresh all your healthy routines. A simple way I like to make sure I'm keeping myself and my family healthy is by taking Sambucol every morning. Sambucol helps support our immune systems. Sambucol is made from premium European black elderberries, which are a natural source of powerful antioxidants and key vitamins like A, C, and E. They have lots of options like syrups, gummies, chewable tablets, drink powders, capsules, and more. They also have products made just for kids and babies. Awe Islanders can get 15% off their next order of $9.99 or more at SambucolUSA.com by using promo code CALM15 at checkout. That's 15% off your order of $9.99 or more at SambucolUSA.com. Use code CALM15 at checkout. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello, Awe Islanders. We wanted to let you know about a show that's returning this summer holiday. Puffin's award-winning children's podcast, Mission Imagination. Hosted by celebrated comedian Babatunde Alesha, alongside two young Puffineers, the podcast will immerse young listeners into a different author's magical world every week of the summer holidays. From weather brewing workshops to mysterious underwater worlds and fun fairs, young listeners will be taken on a captivating journey to celebrate the power of imagination. But be warned, there are rules for stepping foot in these dreamlands, and when rules are broken, danger follows. Mission Imagination is suitable for ages of 8+ and is available on Apple, Spotify, and the Puffin Books YouTube channel.
Hello, Awe Islanders. We're so glad you're here. Let's see if you have everything you want to be calm on Awe Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking a nice deep dragon breath. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your lungs, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire, like a dragon. Ready? Deep breath, in and out. Now imagine you are a bright, shimmering star in the night sky. The universe surrounds you with loving energy that circles all around your body. Feel the warmth of that energy in your feet, moving up through your legs, chest, and back, and then out through your arms, hands, neck, and head. The energy flows within you, and you feel strong and safe and loved. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. As you twinkle in the darkness, your whole body shares your loving light with the universe. You send your energy outward to the other stars in the sky. They send their light back to you, strengthening you. Together, you light up the universe. As you radiate energy and light, let's take one last deep dragon breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. And now, we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Kind-Hearted Coyote. It was a bright sunny day on Awe Island. Ruby June sat at the kitchen table and swung her legs. She looked out the window and watched the delightful bluebirds playing in the yard. From time to time, she whistled back when she heard them singing in the trees. Ruby June hoped that the birds could hear her too. She was still in her pajamas, but Ruby June was excited to start the day. Today, Ruby June was going to have a picnic with her mom and some family friends in the park. Ruby June's mom, Ms. Guerdy, was in the kitchen making all the yummy food they were going to have. Ruby June was looking forward to the picnic. Her mom was making some of her favorite things, like potato salad. Ruby June had already asked her mom if she needed any help with the food preparation, but her mom had said she didn't need any help right now. So Ruby June just sat quietly at the table, thinking about the upcoming picnic. The best part of the picnic was that Ruby June and her mom had invited Ruby June's friend, Henry Vasquez. Henry was Ruby June's best friend, and she was excited to see him today. Henry and Ruby June loved playing together. They played in each other's yards every weekend, and they especially enjoyed playing soccer together. Ruby June hoped they could play soccer at the park today, too. "Mama, when are we going to the picnic?" Ruby June asked. "Once I let the potato salad finish cooling, sweetie," Ms. Guerdy said. She walked over to the table and gave Ruby June a kiss on the forehead. "And how long will that take?" Ruby June asked. Ms. Guerdy chuckled. "Won't take very long, honey." After a little longer waiting, the potato salad had cooled down and it was time for Ruby June to help her mom pack everything up. Then they started off for the park, carrying two picnic baskets with them. Ruby June's job was to hold the basket with the potato salad. She held it very carefully so it wouldn't spill. When they got close to the park, Ruby June heard other kids playing. They were swinging on swing sets and sliding down the slides, laughing and clearly having lots of fun. Ruby June recognized some of the kids from school and waved at the people she knew. But she was most focused on finding Henry. As she scanned the crowd, Ruby June saw kids playing, dogs barking, and parents relaxing on the benches. Then finally, Ruby June saw someone in a yellow shirt, holding a soccer ball. It was Henry. "Hi, Henry," Ruby June called. Henry turned around at his name and waved back eagerly when he saw Ruby June. He ran right up to her and her mom, saying, "Hi, Ruby June. Hi, Ms. Guerdy. Thanks for inviting me to your picnic today. Do you want to play at the playground or play with the ball first?" he asked excitedly. "Hi, Henry," said Ms. Guerdy with a smile. "Actually, before you kids play, I need you both to help me set up the picnic before everyone else arrives," Ms. Guerdy said. "Okay," replied both of the kids. Ruby June and Henry unfolded a big flowered tablecloth to put on one of the picnic tables. After putting down the tablecloth, they helped unpack the food and put it on the table. When they were done setting up the picnic, Ms. Guerdy nudged them along to go play in the park. "We'll eat in a little bit," she said to the kids. "I'll call you over when we're ready to eat. Go have fun for now." "Thanks, Mama. Thanks, Ms. Guerdy," the kids said happily. Ruby June and Henry ran as fast as they could to one of the big green fields at the park to play soccer until it was time to eat. Let's practice passing the ball, Henry said. Henry placed the ball down on the ground and kicked it toward Ruby June. Passing the ball involved multiple skills, such as catching the ball with their feet and regulating the strength of their kicks. Sometimes they kicked the ball so fast and so hard that it flew right past the other person. Ruby June kicked the ball and it rolled up to Henry's feet. It was a good kick, not too soft and not too hard. As the two kids passed the ball back and forth, gradually, they got a little bit faster and stronger with each kick. Every time Henry kicked the ball, Ruby June moved to catch it. She caught almost every ball. "You're doing really great, Ruby June," said Henry enthusiastically. "Thank you, Henry. You're doing a great job too," Ruby June replied with equal enthusiasm. Ruby June felt so proud and excited that she kicked the ball extra hard back to Henry. In fact, she kicked it so hard that the ball flew right over his head. It landed in the pond that was on one edge of the field where they were playing. And now, it was floating away. Henry and Ruby June ran to grab it, but it was already too late. The ball had floated too far away from the edge of the pond for them to grab without actually going into the water. "Oh no, what are we gonna do?" Ruby June said, dismayed. "We might need to get a big stick or something," Henry said. Ruby June noticed that Henry was looking frustrated. "I'm sorry I kicked your ball so far away," Ruby June said apologetically. "It's all right. I know it was an accident, Ruby June," said Henry with a sigh. "I think we can get it back if we get your mom to help us," he added. Just as Ruby June turned around to call for her mom, she heard Henry gasp. Ruby June looked at Henry. He was pointing across to the other side of the pond, where there was a big, tan-colored dog that didn't seem to have a collar. "Look, there's a big dog," Henry said. But Ruby June knew it wasn't a dog. "That's not a dog, Henry. That's a coyote," Ruby June said. Other people noticed the coyote too. Ruby June heard a few of the parents in the park calling their kids and dogs over so they wouldn't be near the coyote. Ruby June loved and respected animals. She wasn't afraid of the coyote, but she also knew not to get close or do anything to scare the coyote. Right now, at least, the coyote was simply standing on the other side of the pond, looking around the park. The two kids stood in the same spot near the pond, watching the coyote sniff the air around the water. In the meantime, the soccer ball drifted along the pond, heading toward the coyote. "I guess we can't get our ball anytime soon," Henry said uneasily. As they watched, the coyote lowered its head so that it could drink some water from the pond. By the time the coyote finished drinking, the ball had floated right up to the animal. The coyote looked down curiously at the soccer ball in the water. Then, the coyote stepped even closer, putting its two front paws in the water. Ruby June and Henry stared at the beautiful tawny coyote, wondering what would happen next. What did happen next surprised them. Suddenly, the coyote forcefully nudged the ball with its nose, pushing it back toward the other side of the pond. The ball started floating right back to Ruby June and Henry. "Whoa, did you see that?" Henry said. The ball floated closer and closer to the side of the pond where Ruby June and Henry were standing. Henry stepped right to the edge of the pond as close as he could get without actually putting a foot in the water. At the right moment, Henry was able to reach forward and pick up his wet soccer ball out of the water. Henry was very happy to have his ball back, but when he looked over at Ruby June, she was still staring at the animal that had helped them. The coyote seemed to be looking at her, too. "Thank you, coyote," Ruby June said quietly. The graceful wild animal tilted its head to the side as it stared back at the kids. Then, after a moment, the coyote calmly walked into the woods on the other side of the pond, going back to wherever it had come from. As she watched the coyote disappear into the trees, Ruby June wondered if the coyote knew how helpful it was today. Just then, Miss Guerdy called the kids over for the picnic. The kids ran over to the picnic table where a few of Miss Guerdy's friends were already sitting. Ruby June sat down next to Henry after they grabbed some food to put on their plates. During the meal, they told everyone at the table about the amazing animal they had just seen and how the coyote had helped them. The grown-ups agreed it seemed quite unusual. "I guess it was a very kind-hearted coyote," Miss Guerdy observed. "But you two were very right to be careful and not to get too close to it, even though it seemed friendly." "Yes," said Ruby June wisely. "It's a wild animal. You always have to respect wild animals and give them space." "That's right, honey," replied Miss Guerdy. The kids talked about the coyote all through lunch. After they had eaten, the two kids played soccer for the rest of the afternoon. They didn't see the coyote again. When it was finally time to go home, Henry said to Ruby June, "You know, I was frustrated at first that you kicked the ball into the water, even though I knew it was an accident. But I'm glad you kicked it into the pond. If you hadn't, we wouldn't have seen that kind-hearted coyote." Ruby June beamed and gave her friend a big hug. "Thanks, Henry. That's right," she said. That night, Ruby June was very tired after playing with Henry all afternoon. But she felt so happy about her fun day that she just couldn't stop smiling. Miss Guerdy helped her change into her pajamas, tucked her into bed, and gave her a kiss on the forehead before turning off the lights. Ruby June hugged her bedtime buddy and started to think of all the things she had to be grateful for. Ruby June was grateful for her mom, who had worked so hard to make a nice picnic, and who also made sure that Ruby June and Henry helped too. Ruby June took a deep dragon breath, in and out. Ruby June was thankful for having a good friend like Henry, who was kind and patient, even when she accidentally kicked away his ball. Ruby June hugged her bedtime buddy and took another deep dragon breath in and out. Finally, Ruby June was grateful for the beautiful coyote that she had seen today. The world was full of beautiful creatures, and Ruby June was glad to have seen one up close, but in a safe manner. Ruby June took one last deep dragon breath, in and out. And Ruby June fell asleep, dreaming of soccer and kind-hearted coyotes. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.